Good morning. God bless you. And I appreciate you taking the time to spend with me. I am wearing my Argentina shirt twice. This is my, I won't wear it tomorrow. I'll throw it in the laundry again, but don't worry. I have washed it. It's fine. I was talking to you yesterday and I just can't get off of that. What's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen in Argentina. It's going to be a blessed time for sure. It's going to be something amazing because we are just starting to, we scratched the surface last time and you've seen that video. In fact, I have one more video loaded up for you again. I couldn't find the video that I wanted to show you. I think it was actually Peru is the one that was, it was recorded where all these people just came forward and God just started healing them. I am going to look in there. In fact, I'm going to have to spend some time to put all these things. I switched from Android to iPhone. So everything's jumbled up now. In fact, my Google Drive, which is what blew up because of all the pictures and videos that we had to move over. I think it's twice or double or duplicate, whatever. I'm going to fix that. We're going to get that fixed and got to get time to fix that. I am so pulled left and right when I finish these little 10-minute things, but it is worth it. It is worth spending time with you. I pray that you are successful in the things that you do, that you're excited about God's work. You need to be excited about what God's doing. And this video that I'm going to show you just shows you the excitement of these people. Now, these are crusade songs that they're singing. They're in Spanish, and they're beautiful. And this is the, his son is on the stage with him as well. And you may have seen him on yesterday's video as well. And it's just amazing how they sing together. I think he's grooming him to take over. But Pastor Lewis is an amazing man. And I enjoy visiting his church. In fact, I believe I'll be back again. And there's 3,000 people, 1,500 people in that place came to Jesus that night. They had an overflow in the back with the picture I showed you yesterday. It was an overflow in the back of the church, which had 1,500 people. And every one of those people came to Jesus. In fact, we couldn't even pray for anyone. And I do have some pictures that I have to dig up, but it was so packed that people jammed the stage. And when they jammed the stage, we had 1,500 people in the middle there just pressing against us. And I had to get every single person that was one of the workers of the church to make a wall, a human wall, in front of the stage and push forward and push forward again away from the stage so I can have a little hallway to walk through. And I said, no, I'm not going to walk through this hall, this little hall. I'm going to make everybody else walk through it. And I sat on the stage just like I'm sitting right here, and I'm leaning over, just praying and praying and praying and praying. And as they're going, God is healing them. And I wasn't going full throttle. You know, your anointing that you have, you can learn to control it as well. And I wasn't going full throttle. And then God said, go, what is what's holding you back? And I said, okay, Lord. So I went full throttle. I felt the anointing lift in my back. And they start falling out. And I was concerned we're going to clog up the line. But you know what? The people just drag them. So you just see feet whoosh, go on the other side of the wall whoosh, 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 each time. And I said, okay, we got 1,500 people done. Let's go in and get the people that are on the sides and the people that are on the other side of the church that may have not came up for prayer. But guess what? Now we had piles of people stacked everywhere. It was a crazy. The wall moved, and then people were just laying everywhere on top of each other too. It's crazy. Argentina is an amazing, amazing place to visit. The food is really, really good because you know what? Their favorite thing to eat is meat. They're very proud of their meat. And hey, you know that I have that picture of that steak. That was one of the best steaks I had. In fact, the guy stood open after he preached it this night, that I'm going to show you the picture, and he made this wonderful, wonderful, I think it's called beef de chorizo, and it's so good. I'll look up that name as the videos play, because my friend gave me the name of it. I want to make sure you get the correct name of this steak, and it was amazing, amazing food, but amazing time. So many people saved, and in fact, after the service, this pastor walked up to me, and he's the one that looks like John Travolta in the video. He walked up to me, and he goes, amazing gift of amazing evangelism, amazing work. And I had to sit there and think, you know, besides the healing, the anointing that God's given me, which is a gift from heaven, he's called me as an evangelist. And at that time, with all those souls that came in, and I preached hard. Usually you just preach according to the atmosphere that you're in and your personality as well. And I've seen a lot of preachers preach really fiery brimstone stuff, but they're the nicest, quietest person. It's just not their personality. And then, you know, but at that time I have that brimstone cry in preaching, but not too rough on these guys. I always add humor in, but many, many people came to the Lord. It was such a blessing and it was such an honor to do such a work. But hey, let me play this video real quick before we run out of time. I try and keep this down to 10 minutes. So let's go ahead and I think this is the one I press. And I press that. Look at that crowd. All right. Check the video down. So anyway, that was the father and son singing there, and there's more some other videos I got of them singing. It was amazing to see God move in a service like that. And I don't know all the Spanish in there, but I know he's talking about the power of God and how it changes lives. So I'm going to tell you this. It was amazing to see those many people saved, and it was amazing to see how God did it. It was amazing to see what God was doing, and I am grateful. I am grateful that God has called us into what we do today and how we minister to people. I'm trying to figure out, if I'm trying to, the word, figure out the best way to reach you, the best way to reach others that are not walking with the Lord. We're doing a lot through media, through the networks and stuff that we're putting together. A lot of stuff is going to come out this year that's going to be a blessing, that we're going to put our touch out there on the world. We travel, I preach, and it is so tiring at times to really be in different places and to preach and stuff. It's like you have to really plan and stuff. And sometimes my trips are last minute because something opens up. Sometimes it is really different because of the way we preach, where we go, and how God has us moving. And tomorrow, you don't want to miss it because I want to have a little story of, in fact, I'll show you right now. You see these wonderful ladies in this picture. Let me get this. Here we go. You see these wonderful people. Let me move that out of the way. These three ladies, that's Nadia in the back, is my translator, very excellent translator. In fact, we had so much fun. She was on the buses with me. I call them tour buses, but we went all over Argentina on buses. I took only one plane, and that was back to the main, Buenos Aires. But I went buses everywhere, and it was not the best. But these two right here, they planned us to stay at a house. And that house was not up to par. Oh, that house was scary. It was very scary. I don't have pictures of the house, but I do have a video that I will show. I can't find it right now. I want to show it tomorrow if I can find it, or show it the next day that we talk to each other. And that is the next time we spend time together, a video of this house. When I went into it, it was horrible. Now, I'm not going to show that part. But it was so bad, and I looked at the walls, and there was mold coming all the way down the walls. I looked at the inside, and the floor was all cracked, and water was coming in through a pipe that literally a little dog or a big rat could come right through it. And I'm like, Lord, I'm not staying here. They said, David, you choose. Which your room? Pastor, please, prophet. They call me prophet. They call me apostle. They call me pastor. I'm an evangelist and a missionary at times. And I looked at it. I'm like, well, I looked at Nadia and I said, Nadia, how about you decide? You decide which place, you know, which room you want to stay in, because I'll stay in whatever. And I wanted her to choose her own torture because it was bad. And she came out. She came out. She said, can I talk to you real quick? I'm like, sure. So we went and we talked, and she goes, I can't stay in here. I can't. I go, well, I can't either. And I said, look, I have so many pesos, Argentina pesos, that I made that week, in 2 weeks. I said, listen, and Pastor Lewis really blessed me. I said, listen, we're going to go ahead and find me a hotel near where we're going to be preaching tomorrow. That way we can don't have to change it. We'll just stay in the same hotel. And she goes, I actually got the hotel that you were going to stay in that the other church has paid for us. I said, okay, well, add those rooms, add it, call it, and I'll pay it. So she got a room for her, got a room for me. And we actually did an upgrade in the rooms and we paid 20,000 pesos, I think. And it was a very nice hotel. In fact, I have pictures of that as well. But I'm not giving you all my travel pictures, but oh my goodness. We went to this hotel. I paid for it in cash. The hotel, the church next, the next day's church that we're preaching one day with them, five services or four services, had me had paid for my hotel. And so it was the same place. So we had, but these ladies weren't happy with it. Well, this is the night that they dropped us off. We preached at their church. This house that they rented for us was not up to par. We're going into the ghetto. Not much good things are in the ghetto. We know that. So I knew it wasn't going to work. They were a little upset that we didn't stay. But this is the night they dropped us off after the church service. And it was amazing. I have pictures of that as well, but I don't have them loaded up. I just want to finish this if I could. I know we've gone on 11 minutes now. They called after they dropped us off at the hotel that night after preaching at their church. Now, I got to be honest with you. When I was leaving that house, I had my bags ready and everything. Gold starts sparkling off the wall. Gold start coming on the ground. In fact, on my backpack that I carry everywhere with me, gold start falling off my backpack. Little sparkles of gold. I said, no, Lord, no, no, no. David, don't stay in these places, Dad. You know that this is not up to par. This is not up to par. When you can change it, change it. When I can't change it, I deal with it. That's my rule. That's my rule. And I said, okay, I'm leaving, Lord. And I got my bags. And do you know when they got back home, they went to go and I guess go put the rooms back to where they how they had them before they you know had it for us. There was oil. Tangible, holy, anointed oil all over the floors. God is good. The walls were covered with gold. The beds were covered with gold. They sent pictures. I got to find the video. Like I said, I changed everything over. I seen it on my phone, but I can't find it on the computer. So anyway, and I kept saying, no, Lord, I'm not going to stay. But God still blessed them. Even though we just visited their house for those minutes, they have lunch, to take a short nap, and then we took off to the next hotel. Oh, God is good. And their church, Pastor Ferro, is amazing. And we're going to be back in that church, and I'll show those pictures when we see you again. God bless. Anyway, let's pray. Father, stay with my brothers and my sisters. Heal them in every manner of sickness to be gone. All health to return. Those that are, Father, suffering dementia, Father, we've seen that healed, and we believe it healed right now. Alzheimer's, we've seen that healed and we believe it healed right now, Father. MS, healed right now. We've seen it healed, Father. Lord, we've seen cancer gone and we believe it right now that it is gone. And we pray in the name of Jesus right now that every sickness leave now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, if you got a testimony or if this is encouraging you or if you have a prayer request, just message me. Any of these social media networks that we're on right now that you're watching this, and we'll get back with you in some way or some fashion. All right. God bless. If you're staying for the extended broadcast, then go ahead and stay along. We have something really wonderful for you today as well. God bless.